From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A court in London has granted bail to the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. However, NPR's Philip Reeve says he'll remain in jail pending an appeal.
There was euphoria among Assange's supporters when a judge agreed to give him bail. The WikiLeaks founder spent a week inside London's Victorian-era Wandsworth prison. But that euphoria turned to frustration after it emerged that Assange wasn't going to be freed immediately. Speaking to the huge throng of journalists outside the court, Assange's lawyer, Mark Stevens, said one reason was because the court wanted a security of the equivalent of $380,000 in cash, and it would take time to raise that. Another is the Swedish authorities decided to appeal against the bail decision. The Swedes want to extradite Assange for questioning over alleged sex crimes. Stevens accused them of persecuting Assange and turning the case into a show trial. He said there'll be another hearing within the next 48 hours. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Police are said to be on the scene of a shooting at a Panama City floor at a school board meeting. The Associated Press reports a gunman opened fire and that one person was hurt. No official word yet on who was injured. A popular musician at the center of violent protests over Haiti's presidential election is demanding some major changes in choosing the country's next leader. In the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports candidate Michel Martelly today called for all candidates, not just the two top vote-getters, to be involved in the second round of the election January 16th.
After the contested election of November 28th and the riots that happened in the streets, he's saying that this is the solution. He's saying that the current electoral council is not trustworthy. He doesn't trust them. They no longer have the trust of the people, that electoral council needs to be replaced, and that all of the candidates who have participated in the previous election should be allowed to run again in a new election on January 16th.
NPR's Jason Beaubien. Federal Reserve officials decided to stand pat today, leaving in place policies designed to keep interest rates very low. More on this from NPR's John Itstate.
In the statement released following their meeting, members of the Fed's Open Market Committee say that while the economic recovery is continuing, so far it's not rapid enough to bring down unemployment. They say household spending, which is key to economic growth, is being held back by high unemployment, and they say the housing sector remains depressed. In response, the Fed officials say they'll keep existing policies in place. That means their benchmark overnight interest rate will remain near zero for an extended period. It also means they'll continue to inject an additional $75 billion each month into the economy to help stimulate growth. Critics say that that policy is actually having a negative effect, pushing long-term interest rates higher. John Itstee, NPR News, Washington.
Dow's at 50 points. This is NPR News. Lawmakers in the House may vote this week on whether to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy that bans gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military. The legislation to be introduced by Congressman Patrick Murphy of Pennsylvania may mean the Senate will have to postpone its holiday recess to consider its own repeal measure. The House had approved a defense spending bill that includes Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but that legislation stalled in the Senate. The ACLU has filed a lawsuit on behalf of a Muslim woman who was jailed after she tried to wear her religious headgear into a Georgia courtroom. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty tells us, the ACLU is demanding that religious head coverings be allowed in the courthouse.
In December 2008, Lisa Valentine tried to accompany her nephew to a traffic hearing at the courthouse in Douglasville, Georgia. A courthouse official told Valentine to remove her headgear. She protested and started to leave, but before she could, an officer handcuffed her and brought her before a judge. The judge sentenced her to 10 days in jail for contempt of court. At the booking area, she was forced to remove her head covering, a violation of her religion since Muslim women are supposed to be covered in public. She was released a few hours later after police determined she did not physically resist. The ACLU says the city violated, among other things, Valentine's freedom to practice her religion and her freedom from unreasonable search and seizure. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Today, retailers posted gains for the fifth month in a row. They said that last month's sales rose 0.8%. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.